You're listening to 90.3 KEXP online, all over the world at kexp.org. My name is Charlize, host of Audio Oasis, and it's now time for live music by Fauna Shade on KEXP. You're listening to live music by Fauna Shade on KEXP.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to live music by Fauna Shade here on Audio Oasis. You just heard Marzipan from their album Baton Rouge and No Nostalgia, which is from the upcoming EP called Floral Hall, which we will be talking about. Thank you guys so much for coming on the show.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, so it's great to have you guys performing songs from the full length and the EP because you guys weren't able to, I wasn't able to coordinate having you guys come in on the full length. So it's great to have profiles of all the music.
Yeah, we're happy to be here with a mixed bag of goods.
Yeah, you guys do. Some surprises, which we will get into later. You guys have been a band since 2013.
That's
what I read. That's what's on the internet.
There's been a couple different lineups.
Yeah.
I think, because we were in Sound Off in
2014.
Was that 2014?
That's what I read.
Okay, yeah. It's been a while now.
Yeah,
we're fairly fresh.
Yeah, it's great that you brought up Sound Off because I'm really invested in that competition. And you guys took second place.
Yeah, I didn't see that coming.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a great platform for kids to come into this music scene.
Yeah. Do you feel like when you play it, do you feel competitive when you play?
It's scary because music shouldn't feel like that.
No.
But it has that angle to it, so you can't really beat it. But everybody there was always really nice and like, everybody knew we were in it together, but
yeah,
you do kind of feel that like you want to be good at what you love to do.
Yeah, I like it because I feel like there is the competitive part to it, but there's also the cultivation and like the music education part of it because I don't know, being a young band and stepping into the music industry or, you know, trying to get airplay in festivals and stuff can be scary and uncharted territory.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I like it. Another reason why I like it is because when we were doing the Audio Oasis community partnership shows, I always look at to see who's playing and I just go through like all the bands. And I was really happy to have you guys play at Vera Project when I did that show. And I felt like when you guys were playing, especially your vocals at times are really like large and you like do these things. Yeah, so I had a little bit of an emotional connection. I like that kind of thing.
Yeah, that was a good show. That was Female Fiends.
Yeah.
Cumulus and Us. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was nice. And so you guys have Floral Hall coming out as an EP.
Yeah.
So what was the decision behind releasing an EP and not doing an LP again?
It's much easier, a lot less stress.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a transitional apartment for the time before you buy your next house.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You don't want to invest that much. But yeah, it was less stressful just to do an EP. Mm-hmm. And it felt good to kind of have like a shorter set of songs to work with.
Yeah. Do you have any differences? Like, did you have a different approach when you recorded the EP versus the LP?
No, it's pretty much the same. We're in the same basement in Tacoma, recording pretty much the same way.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think this is a kind of a new chapter, or hopefully a strong sign of where we're gonna go in the future, kind of a tell for the next album, I guess.
Yeah, so the basement in Tacoma, is that Swoon?
Yeah, that's Swoon, Jeff.
Yeah, so he recorded?
Yeah. Shout out to Jeff.
Yeah, totally. Jeff. He Cracker. Does such great work.
Yeah, and Cracker, his cat.
Yeah.
A strong part.
He has a cat named Cracker?
Yeah.
Cool. Do you have a cat?
Oh, yeah.
What's your cat's name?
There's Hobbs. That's an easy one. Mm-hmm. PT. I think it stands for Pretty Tail. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
My dad's a park ranger, and he just keeps bringing cats home.
Oh, does he? They're just running around, and you just bring them home. Do any of you guys have cats?
Yeah, I got one cat. But Scotty's not saying that. His cats each weigh about 40 pounds, and they look like they're about to explode.
Yeah.
They're happy. You're taking good care of them?
Well, my dad cute. Likes to take good care of them, for sure. Bring them home and plump them up.
I have a cat named Sade.
Sade.
Mm-hmm. She's very special. I've noticed that she's a morning lover. She likes to get under the covers in the morning. That's like the time that she wants to love.
I have a dog.
Oh, you're a dog person.
Yeah.
Does that cause anything in the band?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've had to walk out a few times.
What's your dog's name?
Scout.
That's cool.
Yeah, scout out to the shout.
That's really good. Cool. Well, I think we should hear some more songs. You guys have a special guest. So Andrew Vate, who is a local musician and also part of Sisters.
Yeah.
Awesome. Let's get into it. Live music by Fauna Shade here on Audio Oasis on KEXP. Fauna Shade on KEXP.
I hired a trainer.
Fauna Shade on KEXP. You just heard Basil and Shabazz. Oops. Basil Shabazz from the new EP, Floral Hall. And Delirium featuring Andrew Vate, and that is from Baton Rouge, the LP. So you guys are from Everett, and I don't get out there that often. actually, a little bit more since my boyfriend's mom lives in Linwood.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, Everett's much better than Linwood.
Oh, yeah. I was going to ask, what makes Everett so special? besides the music festival, which we'll talk about, too.
There's some beautiful parks you can visit. And there's a wonderful... There's one beach you can go to. It's the only beach, but it's nice. And it's close. It's close to, like, the Cascades and stuff like that. There's, you can, like, you're 30 minutes from, like, 100 different hikes and stuff like that. And, yeah. I don't know, it's just a nice, laid-back city.
What's the best place to eat in Everett?
Oh, jeez.
Alfie's?
What is that place?
Like,
like Alfie's Pizza?
Family pizza spots. Restaurant.
I like, there's this place on Colby down in, like, North Everett called Kamaina Grinds. Yeah, yeah. It's like Hawaiian Asian fusions.
Cool.
Real tasty, yeah.
Are you guys involved in the festival, Fisherman's Village?
Yeah.
Loosely, yeah.
We've been a part of it for the past 2 years, and I think we'll be a part of it this year. Fingers crossed.
So do you guys, are you guys just playing in it, or do you guys help with?
No, we definitely don't do any of the, like, the hard side of putting it together, but always a sympathetic ear for hearing about what goes down to make a festival like that come together.
Oh, yeah, a lot of work. Yeah. It's great because it definitely profiles bands and artists that come out of the city. So, yeah. So do you guys have any music videos coming up or besides the EP?
Yeah, probably. We definitely need to make one. We've been lagging behind. I mean, even just this right now is going to be good for YouTube.
Yeah, we need haven't that really started working on anything. It's just kind of been an idea and trying to figure out what songs we want to use. And since we did the EP now, we're kind of leaning towards trying to figure something out to work around those songs as a music video. Yeah. But it's all just kind of up in the air so far, just ideas.
I love music videos, so I always have to ask. And another thing that I thought was cool is you guys have some shows coming up, and you guys are going to be doing them with Tango, Alpha Tango. And I was wondering how you guys met up with them and decided to hang out with them.
I believe our manager hooked us up. He was a fan.
Mm-hmm. They're so great.
Yeah.
Prolific performers.
Yeah.
Really great.
Nathan is a really great guitarist, and he's a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah.
We went on, like, a little mini tour with them in Canada a few months back.
Oh, you guys have already.
Yeah, we had a great time with those guys. They're all really fun and just super good people.
Yeah, cool. Well, so Friday, March 4th, you guys are playing at the Doug Fir with Tango Alpha Tango, and then Saturday, March 5th, Spacecraft in Bainbridge with Tango Alpha Tango, and then Thursday is March 10th is a really big day because that is the EP release show at Barboza for Floral Hall with Tango Alpha Tango, Pale Noise, and the Echo Echo Echoes.
Pale Noise dropped out.
What?
We're bummed. We were really excited to play with them.
Yeah. Instead. Well, who's going to take their place?
Send in your suggestions.
Now's the time.
Yeah.
Who do you want to see?
Yeah. Well, what's your email?
FaunaShade@gmail.com.
Who do you want to see play Fauna Shade's EP release on Thursday, March 10th? They are taking suggestions. And another big thing that's happening in your lives is Sasquatch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We saw him.
You saw him, and you're playing at...
At his house.
Yeah, at his house. Are you guys... do you guys have anyone that you're excited to see at Sasquatch?
So many people, yeah. Like Mac DeMarco and Kurt Vile and
Ty Segall.
Like, those have kind of been like our, for the last year of kind of cruising around doing shows locally, that's kind of been our soundtrack is those artists. So
cool.
I'm super excited to be a part of it and just to be able to go for
free.
Are you
gonna camp?
Yeah, we're staying.
Maybe RV?
Oh, yeah. I would do RV.
Yeah, we're high class.
Well, awesome. Thank you, guys. It was great to have you here. You guys sounded awesome.
Thank you for having us.
You've been listening to live music by Floral Shade. Oops. Oh, my God.
That works just as well.
That's awesome.
That's never happened.
Fauna Hall.
I have to tell you guys that, like, when I saw your EP, I've been listening to this artist called Macintosh Plus. Mm-hmm. And the name of the album that's like really, that it's just like, it's this thing called Vaporwave that I've been listening to, and this is going on YouTube and I'm gonna get torn apart, but it's fine. And Macintosh Plus is an artist from Portland. Okay. And the name of the album is called Floral Shop. So when I saw Floral Hall, I'm like, oh my gosh, it's so vaporwave. So the fact that I even did that is because I had a lot of things on the brain. Oh, and yeah. Both of them start with Fs. So I think this is like a pretty okay mistake to make.
Yeah, sounds like a super group to me.
Yes. Will you guys play with Macintosh Plus? And
we can try.
Yeah. All right.
Email us at Faunashade.
Oh, yeah. Email them. Maybe Macintosh Plus should play the EP release at Barboza.
There we go.
Epic.
His name is in the hat.
Her.
Her.
Awesome.
There.
you listening. Can we stop this? I'm done. I'm good. Okay, you were listening to Faunashade on Audio Oasis 90.3 KEXP.